the curator of the Baldwin Collection of Historical Children's Literature, has been looking at science books for young people from earlier centuries. Here's some of what she's found.
When John Newberry published the first book specifically designed for children in the mid-1700s, the books had a dual purpose: to both amuse and instruct. Many of the books were imaginative literature, but some were nonfiction, and some of the nonfiction books discussed the sciences. A very early example of this genre of children's literature was entitled The Newtonian System of Philosophy Adapted to the Capacities of Young Gentlemen and Ladies, published by Newberry in 1761. The Newtonian System of Philosophy, meaning natural philosophy, or science. In this book, a group of children invite a knowledgeable young man, Tom Telescope, into their home to give them lectures and demonstrations on science. In the 6 lectures, Mr. Telescope ranges over all aspects of contemporary science and natural history, from matter and motion through the solar system, the atmosphere, meteors, mountains, rivers, springs, the sea, animals, vegetables, and minerals, to the 5 senses of man and his incredible mind. So the Newtonian system of philosophy is packed with a lot of scientific facts. But Newberry knew that if he wanted the book to do well, he had to make it interesting and entertaining, as well as instructive. Well-executed copperplate engravings add a visual interest, and small woodcuts of globes, electrical machines, and hot air balloons expand and enhance the descriptions in the text. The lectures are narrated with wit and imagination, and are structured as discussions between Telescope and the group gathered around him, who interrupt and ask questions or respond to the experiments with amazement or funny remarks. This interaction adds drama and levity to the enterprise. Telescope brings in some fascinating scientific equipment, including a telescope, a barometer, and a microscope, and explains how to handle these instruments and how they work. But he also utilizes nursery toys with which the children are familiar, thereby aligning science with play and fun, and making the marvels of science an understandable part of the daily life of the child. 2 different sized balls and a candle, for example, illustrate an eclipse, and when talking about motion, Telescope points out that every child who has played with a top knows what motion is. The combination of popular interest in the facts of science and the entertaining manner of delivering those facts proved successful. The Newtonian system of philosophy went through several editions as society and science changed, but was a staple on children's bookshelves for over 80 years.